Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the first parak of Maseches Chulin. We are up to Parak Aleph Mishnah Beis. Says the Mishnah, Hashochet b'magal yad, if someone shechts an animal using a sickle that's held by hand, bitzor, or he uses a rock that has a sharp edge, ubekane, or a reed that has a sharp edge, shechitas k'sheira, that is a kosher shechita, meaning if it doesn't have any pegima and it's a straight edge, then it's kosher to do shechita with. Hakol shochtin, anybody can do the shechita, even if it's a person who's an avarion, uliolam shochtin, and you can always do shechita, meaning even at nighttime, there's not as much grama, and wherever you are, you could be on a boat, in a house, in whatever, uba kol shochtin, and you can use any type of sharp, straight-edged item to do the shechita. Chutz mimagol katziv amageri v'ashinayim v'tziporet. You're not allowed to use a sickle that they would harvest grain with. You're not allowed to use a saw, because it has, rough edges, or a jawbone that has teeth in it, or an animal's nail. That's attached to the animal, because that doesn't actually slice, that chokes the animal, and that is not a kosher shechita. Says the Mishnah, if you shecht with a magal katzer, something that they would use to harvest grain with, by pushing it away from you, then so that will cut smoothly, it's not going to catch anything. Beshame still says that it's possible midrabanan, ubesil machshirim, but Beisil says that's going to be kosher because it doesn't, even though there are edges, it doesn't, when you push it away from you, since the edges are pointed in one direction, it's going to do a smooth slice. But if the teeth of it were smoothed out, harei kesakin, then it becomes a regular knife, and then you're allowed to do a regular shechita with it. Mishnah Gimel, hashochi mitocha tabaas. If someone shechts an animal by cutting from within the tabaas, the ring on the top of the neck of the animal, meaning you're supposed to cut, you're only allowed to do shechita within a certain range of area on the pipes of the animal. If you do, outside of that range, it's going to be a pasul shechita. So that's what there are several pasul shechita. That's what we call hagrama. So there are rings of cartilage around the windpipe that are separated by thin pieces of skin. So the top of the highest ring is the highest point that you could do shechita. So when you cut right through the highest ring, it is a kasher shechita. But anywhere above that is a pasul shechita. So what if it was made partially through the highest ring, and then you cut through at an angle away from the highest ring above that area? So hashochet mitocha tabas, if shechna an animal starting from within the area of that highest ring, v'shir b'malo hachut al pnei kula, and you leave attached to the animal a chut width of the entire ring, shechitas ukshir, the shechita is kasher, because you cut all the way through the ring until very, very close to the top, but there's still a little bit of space, a hair width of space from the top of the ring, so it's all within the range, so it's all kosher. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer, Malo Echut al Pnei Ruba, that you need to leave a hair width of space on most of the ring, meaning if you get most of the way through the ring, even if you finish the slice above the ring, that's still going to be kosher, because as long as you cut most of the way through the proper area, that's going to be a kosher shechita. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Beis, we said that if someone uses a hand sickle or a rock or a reed, it's as long as it's straight edge, the shechita is kosher, and anybody could do the shechita, and you could shecht with anything and anywhere, except you're not allowed to use something that has a jagged edge. And if you use something that has a jagged edge that points in only one direction, and even if you push in the right direction, Bishamei would say pasul midraban, but Basil would say kosher. And if you smooth it out, then it's for sure kosher. And then in Mishnah Gimel we said that if a person shechts, does the entire shechita within the range, the upper range of where you're allowed to do the shechita, it's going to be kosher. But Rabbi Yosef Rebuta says you don't even need to do the entire slice within the upper range. You only need to do the majority of the slice within the upper range. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet.